You have a line to Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The virus is surging in our state and hospital capacity is growing scarce. Health officials plan to open a field hospital Wednesday at the state fairgrounds to prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed. As of yesterday, 85% of ICU beds are in use and COVID hospitalizations are growing in all parts of the state except for the Northwest region. What do you want to ask the Lieutenant Governor about our state's COVID crisis and the administration's response? Is Wisconsin doing enough to contain the virus? We're at 800-642-1234. Lieutenant Governor Barnes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a good time to be back here to have a chance to speak with you in the audience.
Well, here we are breaking a single day record of new COVID cases, more than 3,100 cases. What does the state need to do?
Well, it would be very helpful if the legislature decided to join us in this fight. I feel like we're standing alone at the dance floor and we're being stood up by them. And by we, I don't mean the administration. I mean the people of Wisconsin. We are in deep need of solutions, and we have the most inactive full-time, quote-unquote, legislature in the country. And their refusal to respond to these crises is continuing to put lives at risk. And it's not just the COVID lives. You mentioned the fact that our hospitals are on the brink of being overrun. Our healthcare system is on the brink of being overrun. Well, think about the medical professionals that are working in these institutions as well. When we have members, when we have nurses, we have doctors, when they contract the virus, they're then unable to work in these facilities. So it's not just the beds that we may run out of. It's also the professional staff that we are really putting in jeopardy in this moment. And if we continue down this path, I don't know what that's going to spell for patients who are going for routine checkups, people who are heart attack patients, people who may have a stroke, people who have cancer, whatever other issue under the sun. So it impacts more than just COVID-19 patients in the COVID-19 community. And until the legislature decides to do something or at least act responsibly, because they've participated in more lawsuits than they have in legislating.
Well, let me ask you this. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement Wednesday he wants to meet with Governor Evers to look for solutions that don't result in families going bankrupt and thousands of people being added to the unemployment lines. Is that meeting on the books?
Well, first of all, he's attempting to set terms of that are of his own made up mind. Like that is a cop out. Like that's saying, I don't want to meet you with you. Nobody's trying to bankrupt families. Nobody's trying to put anybody further in debt. So even to start the conversation or the terms and negotiations on those topics shows bad faith before conversation even begins. That's the problem here. It is October. We started this thing in March, or COVID showed up in Wisconsin in March, and that's when we began to take the necessary precautions. So we're talking about we're talking about 7 months of inaction, and then he wants to say he's open to having a conversation now after 7 months. I just don't take that seriously, and it would be a shame for people to take him seriously or at his word, because he's had all the time to do so. And if I sound frustrated, it's just because people are dying here in the state. People are becoming unnecessarily ill, and small businesses are closing. People are losing their way of life, and we want to be able to come up with the most responsible solutions that actually help people. We don't have a legislature that wants to join us in that fight.
So emergency rule number 3, State Senator Steve Noss is convening an executive session of the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. Will the administration go through the rulemaking process?
Well, why wouldn't the legislature go through the rulemaking process when they see Wisconsin leading the nation? As I mentioned before, there are 19 states with a higher population than the state of Wisconsin. Only 2 of those states had more COVID cases and more new COVID cases last week. That's the problem right there. You know, they want to have an emergency meeting. Well, we are in a state of emergency right now. Have a meeting about the actual problem. Have a meeting about the actual crisis and figure out how Wisconsin digs ourselves out of this. And it's possible. We can do it. We can make the strides, you know, but it takes people coming together. And it is just a shame that the unwillingness to do so is so strong.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes about the COVID surge facing Wisconsin and next steps, taking your questions as well at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Sarah now in Cottage Grove. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I'm calling because I am both a teacher and a parent, and I am really concerned about the schools. I live in Dane County, and I see lots of our schools reopening, at least partially, in a hybrid model. And I'm worried about my coworkers. Of course, I'm also worried about my child and the children in our communities. I was wondering if there was a plan to address schools at the state level, both so we could keep our community safe and also so we can help with education.
Lieutenant Governor?
Yep, schools are always of concern, whether it's K-12 or the university system, because we see a lot of spread in communities that are college towns across the state. But we also have to take into account the fact that students who are returning to school may be putting their own households at risk. And I know there's all the talk always about younger children not experiencing the most severe impacts of COVID-19. Well, we know that to be the short term. There's not enough data and research to determine what the long-term impacts are. However, students can come back home, and if they're living in multi-generational households, which is much more common in lower income communities and communities of color who've already bared the brunt of COVID-19's punch on the state, I think that we need to be very cautious and listen to parents as far as the administration, as that is a DPI or a local school district choice at this moment. And I think that as executive order number 3 is gathering public gathering or limiting public gatherings, to no more than 25%, I think that we should also be as responsible as individual school districts and school buildings consider reopening.
Take us a little bit further into the emergency rule number 3 and what it does.
Yep. So the directive went into effect yesterday morning, and it will remain in effect until November 6th. And it doesn't shut anything down. So I want people to understand that it's not a shutdown of businesses, but we are trying to prevent a shutdown of businesses. Because if the rate of infections continue to rise, I mean, this impacts working people, those who have to go to work every day, putting themselves at risk, regardless of what the business is. You can be an essential worker or not be defined as an essential worker, someone who is just making sure that you know, things go smoothly at whatever business. We don't want people to unnecessarily contract the virus. And it also applies to any gathering at locations that are open to the public. This includes stores, restaurants, and other businesses that do allow public entry, as well as spaces with ticketed events. And some of the exceptions are places of worship. Schools are a part of the exception.
Weddings? Weddings?
So
that's more complicated.
That's a little more complicated.
All right, let's pause there on the weddings, which gets into a little bit more of the weeds here. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is on the line. Do you think the state is doing enough to control the coronavirus? What more needs to be done? What questions do you have about emergency rule number 3 and what it does? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with the Lieutenant Governor right here on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. We have Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes with us on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We've been talking about Wisconsin opening a field hospital to respond to the surge in COVID hospitalizations. The governor's third emergency order went into effect yesterday morning. Meanwhile, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called it a grab bag approach, an unpromulgated rule. How do you feel about the rule and the surge? Lieutenant Governor Barnes stays with us for 10 more minutes. We stopped there on weddings. What can you tell us there?
So for weddings, we don't advise people. The order only applies to indoor non-religious weddings and receptions that are open to the public, but we don't advise people gathering. And as we have seen, weddings do have the potential to become super spreader events. And we need to do everything that we can do personally to stop this. And I know the question earlier is, what can the state do? And I mentioned the legislature. Well, at this point, it's up to individuals to do everything that we can do to stop the spread. And that would be the case whether the legislature acted or not. And that means wearing the mask. That means physical distancing. That means taking just every precaution possible to not just prevent this is contracting the disease yourself, the virus yourself, but also from spreading it to other people. And like I said, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we continue to break records in the state right now, and it's not for good things. This is preventable. It's not easy. It's not an easy task, and we get it. It's a heavy lift. However, it is the most important thing that we can do right now until there is a vaccine that is safe and readily available.
Let's bring in Dave in Muscadet. Hi, Dave.
Hi, I'm calling just to express my frustration. The Lieutenant Governor, opened his comments with railing away at the legislature for not doing anything. And then for whatever reason or whatever pretense, Speaker Voss says, yeah, I want to meet with the governor. And Lieutenant Governor says, oh, yeah, but that's not genuine. That's not real. The reality is people are suffering. Somebody needs to be the bigger person in the room. And whatever reason you can get together to meet is the only way this thing is going to be solved. And so I'm just calling to express that frustration. I'm interested in what the Lieutenant Governor has to say. Thank you.
Go ahead, Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, I share your frustration. And I never closed the door to meeting with Speaker Voss. However, as the caller mentioned, people are suffering. So the disingenuous part is coming into a conversation that hasn't even happened yet, setting terms and charging the administration with doing something that we absolutely aren't trying to do is a pre-negotiation in bad faith. However, the door is open, obviously. The door has been open for 7 months. I hope that the caller is as frustrated at the door being open for 7 months to come up with a solution. And as far as railing away at the legislature, that is just a fact that people need to realize, because folks ask all the time. They say, well, what is state government doing? What is the administration doing? We are trying everything that we possibly can. And for the businesses that are struggling, we've announced funding for them to help make them whole again. We've announced a number of measures to protect our small businesses in this state.
And can you go a little bit into what support is it now available for small businesses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to finish because we do need help in this fight, and it's important for people to know. And that's not railing away. It's informing the public about what's actually going on. You elect your legislators. Their salaries are being paid, even though there have been 7 months of inaction. And I just want people to realize that fact, who's showing up, who's been having the conversations for 7 months. But small businesses are struggling as the backbones of communities. When small businesses suffer, entire communities suffer. They've been hit particularly hard. And we implemented new safety protections, but we're also investing over $100 million in additional funding to support our hardest hit small businesses. That's over $50 million, and we're all in grants for restaurants, for taverns, for hair and nail salons, barbershops, and other struggling industries. $20 million for the lodging industry, $15 million for the live music and performance venue industry, $10 million to support privately owned movie theaters, $10 million in additional support for nonprofit cultural arts venues, bringing the full investment there to $15 million, and $4 million in additional investments for destination marketing organizations and tourism drivers, bringing in that total to $12 million. So we've been at it. And the fact is, if I still say that it is bad faith on Speaker Voss's end, because these are conversations that have been going on that he could have been able to participate in at any moment, anytime he wanted to. And this is more of a call for them to join us than anything, than railing away, because we need them. We need them to work with us to provide responsible, sustainable solutions for the people of Wisconsin.
Lieutenant Governor, where is the $100 million coming from?
Well, it's coming from CARES Act funding. That's where the majority of the money is coming from.
And what legislation specifically do you want passed when you meet with the legislature, when that day comes?
Well, the thing is, I think that it will be, if they have concerns, right? That's the thing here. A lot of it is the concerns that they have. We actually want to hear their concerns. And it's one thing to just show up and write issue press releases or go to the press or take the social media and air those grievances when there's an opportunity for us to be constructive with them. And that's what we would like to have. We would like to have input from people all across the state. Obviously, the legislators who represent people from all across the state to talk about what people in their communities are dealing with. And, you know, I have been saying 7 months, and, you know, they did meet and pass something back in April, which is fine, you know, back in April 15. So 6 months still, regardless, without 176 days without passing a bill. I think that you look across the country and other state legislatures have convened to address issues of the devastation, the economic devastation from COVID-19, also to sort of figure out a direction for the state to take where we can have minimal impact, meaning that our businesses can function, meaning that our schools can function, but at the same time, we can be able to stop the spread.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes about the COVID surge in Wisconsin. Let's bring in Diana in Blair. Hi, Diana.
Hi. I just would like to say that just wearing a mask is a social courtesy, because if I wear a mask, I protect you. If you wear a mask, you protect me, and that's courtesy. And when people protest with guns about wearing masks, it seems silly to me. Thank you.
Diana saying doesn't want to make mask wearing political or dangerous.
That's the thing. It's not. And she is spot on, because you are limiting your spread of the virus of contagions. And, you know, it is about our love that we should have for our respect that we should have for the people around us. And I think it's a simple thing. And, you know, I was a little leery at first, you know, about the idea of wearing a mask, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It's about other people's safety, right? And we should want to protect one another. We should want to live in a place where we know that our neighbors care about our well-being. That's kind of what it comes down to.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to ask you about Wauwatosa, the protests there, and what you're seeing. We've had reports of tear gas. We've had other reports of controlling protesters. What can you tell us about the decision and the protests in Wauwatosa?
Yeah, as far as the protests in Wauwatosa, it has been a very tough and challenging time for the city of Wauwatosa. And I've had a chance to speak with a couple people who are on the ground there. And there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of frustration on both ends. And I've seen I haven't seen a whole lot. I saw a couple of the news accounts of the events last night or the night before. And this is a moment where, you know, people need to come together more than ever in Wauwatosa, same as in any other situation. And we do urge, you know, people, like I said, to care for one another and to care about other people's safety, your neighbor's safety. That means, you know, keeping things, you know, as as peaceful as possible. You know, the Cole family has been through a lot. The entire city has been through a lot. And I think that people are frustrated about what comes across as a pattern of violence. And it is a breaking point with everything else going on across the country, with so many, with what feels like so many officers being able to get away with killing with impunity, understanding that every situation is different, circumstances in each case are different. But more than anything, Wauwatosa, this entire state needs to heal, and this needs to be done in a constructive way.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Mandela Barnes is Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Coming up, is America trapped in a pandemic spiral? Science journalist Ed Yong thinks so. We look at how our country's pandemic response went wrong and what can be done to fix it. That's after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.